Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Is this better?
Yes, way better.
Perfect. Okay. Hi, it's Tina getting back to you from Local Splash. I understand you wanted to reactivate your account.
Well, before that, I want to discuss some issues with my account.
Sure.
All right. How much do you know about my account? How long have you been involved with my account?
So all I typically do is call out and reactivate accounts and collect failed payments, but I can see the history on it. It looks like you had been with us since February of 2023, right?
Yes.
So like a little bit over 2 years?
Right.
Okay. And have you been on your dashboard in that time to look at the results that you're getting or anything like that?
Yes, I have, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're familiar with the dashboard. That's a plus. So did you have a question about the account in general? Or?
Yeah, first of all, I got some griping here, so bear with me for a moment here. So,
of course, please.
One of the biggest complaints I have since starting with you guys is there's not one individual who's in charge of managing my account.
Okay.
Every time I call there, and if you look at my account history, you'll see that there's been reductions and changes, and we tried this, and we tried that, and we tried Google Guaranteed and all this stuff. I mean, it's just every time I call there and I leave a message and someone calls me back, it's another person who doesn't have all the information about my account, and I got to start over again and explain and explain and explain, and I think that's a major negative, you know, for you guys, and I don't know what can be done to rectify that, because it doesn't seem like anybody has a personal interest in us succeeding. You know, everybody was gung-ho to get me on board and sign me up and collect the monthly fees and whatnot, but nobody's ever calling to check on progress, to check on, you know, am I satisfied? Can things be improved? Which in today's modern age is a borderline criminal, if you ask me, because if I don't succeed, I can't afford your services. Nor do I want them. Why wouldn't you guys be interested in making sure that your platform is doing what I expect it to do and what you guys expect it to do for me? And that just hasn't been happening. So, I don't know what can be done to, you know, to rectify that going forward, because it's been a gripe of mine for a long time. I mean, I got so many names here that I've talked to, I can't even keep track. I mean, then, no other platform operates that way. Anybody else that we deal with, you know, whether it's a private firm or some other local firm, people check in at least once a month, every 3 weeks, and say, hey, how's it going? And what are your leads like? I mean, it's just, there's a disconnect there, you know, and we're a small family business. We're not a corporate giant. And, you know, I hate all that. I hate having to go through all these layers and layers of drama to get down to the bottom, you know, bottom line here and figure out what's going on, what can be improved, and what needs to be changed. And that's why, you know, in all honesty, I wasn't ever feeling excited about renewing and moving forward, because if you guys don't care about me, then why should I care about you? That's the bottom line for me.
right. I understand. I'll tell you this as an employee here, and I don't, you know, set anything up. I'm not the one that created the protocol or anything like that, you know. But our CEO thinks that having an account management team in charge of your program instead of one person is like the best thing since sliced bread. and I hear what you're saying. I'm kind of like on your mindset, where it's much better to deal with the same person each time, to, you know, that already has a handle on your account. But since I'm not the CEO of the company, you know, I can't do much about it if he's the one that likes this current system. What I could do, though, as a courtesy, if you do want to reactivate, is if there's somebody in customer support that you spoke with before that you really liked, like let's say you spoke with Lily before, Shalette, or someone like that, that you're like, wow, this person really cares and, you know, I like dealing with them, I could put a priority note on your account that for customer service-related issues, you only want to speak with that person. Because a priority note means everybody that accesses your account will see that, you know. That would be one thing I could do. Now, that doesn't guarantee that you would only speak to that person, because let's say that person's in customer service and at some point you need the verification department or the Facebook ads department or something like that, where they have to send you to a different department, then, you know, that might be a one-off situation where in that case you're going to talk to someone else, but at least they could give them a big, you know, heads up on what's going on in the account since you're dealing, you know, with one person. You know, so I, you know, I don't have a problem doing that. What our company believes is that because we have an account management team and everybody has access to your account, we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So, you know, they also feel like if there's a problem, you know, you would call us. So usually if you don't call us for an update, they're thinking, you know, this client's happy. You know, they don't have any reason to not think that unless you call in and communicate that with us. You know what I mean? So, you know, I apologize if that's the way, you know, things are set up, because I see your point too. But, you know, that's just, you know, the way things are on this end, just so that you understand it. And I tell people that too. Sometimes people will say, Tina, I like you. I only want to deal with you. And I tell them, look, you can deal with me and I can be your point of contact, but I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There is going to be a time that you call in and maybe I can't help you, but I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all fair. I understand that. You might, you know, you're, in the end, you're following policy, protocol, whatever, and the CEO,
yes,
the boss, and the, and the buck stops there. I'm okay with that. That's normal. I just, you know.
It's frustrating.
Right.
Yeah, I know it's frustrating for you,
yeah,
too. Yeah, I get it. Believe me, I
right.
get it.
Right.
So.
Okay, so I received some text messages here in the last couple of weeks. You know, your account is past due, you know, and then one here, your call tracking phone number will cancel today. If you want to keep your number, call this number before the end of the day. And then the last one was, as a result of your account being canceled, your search online rankings may decrease.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is where we're kind of lost in the woods here. I don't understand exactly what's being done for Marathon, you know, prior to the cancellation, that's benefiting me. In the past when I called that, there were people were just jumping all over the place saying, well, you originally started with Facebook and then you jumped to Google Ads and then here and then there. And the reason all those moves were made was because I wasn't seeing results. I mean, if I can't get leads for projects, like I said earlier, then I can't afford
mm-hmm.
your service. So
mm-hmm.
What exactly was being provided to us prior to this cancellation? If you know,
I know. Because I can see each month what kind of subscription that you had, and I can explain it to you. So prior to cancellation, you had the local search engine optimization package. And what that included was first page placement on Google and Bing. It included, you know, some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform, making sure that Marathon Bass Systems comes up from all of the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? So the reason you got that text that says, you know, now the account's canceled and your online placement may start being affected is because Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens frequently, sometimes 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have that package that you were paying us $129 monthly for, every time a new revision comes through Google, you have a team of technicians here that automatically goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you don't fall off the first page. But when the account cancels, it's not like somebody here hits a button and says, oh, we're going to delete Marathon Bass Systems from everything. You know, nobody does that. You still have all the listings. You're verified on Google. All of that stays active. But with no active programming taking place, it's going to affect you. So that's what that meant is, you know, you have to have somebody that goes in there on a day-to-day basis. And just to give you an idea, for the 30 days prior to the cancellation, or actually for 90 days, it's showing for 3 months, you were found on the first page of Google 3,363 times, and you had 295 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So have you noticed that things dip down a little bit, or is it about the same as far as your, you know, client response?
I noticed a slight downtick in the last 4 or 5 days, but I don't know if that's because of the long weekend. But, you know, I want to make this as short as possible. You know, time is precious for you and for me. So
yes,
I'm okay we're going back to that package, but you just explained to me what it was doing for us, and nobody was able to do that prior. So I'm okay with doing that.
I apologize for that. Yeah. So you want to reactivate it, I can just, you know, collect the $129. I'm not going to worry about any past invoices. I'll just start you off fresh. And then what I would do is notify the revision department that you reactivated the account so they could go into your Google listing and catch you up on all of the updates that you missed. But I'm not sure if the call tracking number that you had would still be available. If it is available, they would just, you know, turn it back on and you would continue to get client calls through it. If it's not available, they would just get a new one for you. But it looks like this was canceled on the 19th, so I think we're catching it in time, and here's why. They always tell me that if it's been over 2 weeks, then they can't retrieve the number anymore. So you're just under 2 weeks. If it's, you know, today's the 27th and it canceled on the 19th, that was what, like 8 days ago? So I think that we're still going to be able to retrieve that.
Okay, a quick question regarding that tracking number, because this 734-418-718-7311.
Yes.
Okay, so something has been going on with this number in the last month and a half, 2 months. Weird things have been happening, and this is why I want to explain this to you, and you can tell me you know what you think is best to do here.
Okay.
Because I've had customers locally call me, and I answer the phone and I say, I always ask them, you know, where did you find us? They did a Google search, and they're calling my direct line, like my local number here in Michigan. And yet when we terminate the call, it's showing the 734-418 number. It's not showing their number. And it's happened like more than once.
That's so that you can identify that the call came through the call tracking number. So if you see any calls that come through that, that means that they did call that number in order to reach you. That's why your caller ID shows that. Sometimes it'll say local leads on it. Sometimes it'll show the call tracking number. And then if you wanted to go back into your dashboard and see which, you know, what the client's number is, then you have the ability to do that. But we also have a brand new Local Splash app, and that's the easiest way to do it. If you download the app on your phone, I can give you your username and password so that after, you know, you download it, you log into your account. And then every time somebody calls you through that number, you can see in real time their phone number, the timestamp on it. You can listen to the call for quality assurance, or you can reply to them via text. You know, that's the downside to the call tracking. Sometimes people say, oh, you know, text me a picture of your project so I can, you know, see what we're, you know, getting into, but write this other number down so you can text me, right? So you wouldn't have to do that. You could send a text right through it, like, hey, reply to this, you know, to this number with your text, and then you can, you know, do everything through the app. So that would be, you know, a much easier way for you to track it.
All right, so let's say we were to change a number. What are the pros and cons of doing that?
The only con is that if you have a repeat customer that knew you with that call tracking number, you know, over the last 2 years, or if you have somebody that's referring someone to you, they might have you stored as Marathon Bath Systems with the call tracking number. So if they call it and you don't have the same number, then they won't be able to reach you on it, right? So that's the only downside to changing it. But for new customers, they would see the new number anyway, so that wouldn't affect you. It would just be for people that already had you stored under that other number. But I have a question, just because I'm looking at your dashboard. Do you have a physical business address, or is it kind of like a brick? You're not a brick and mortar where you kind of go out in the field. Most bathroom remodeling, they just, you know, they go out. They don't have like a business office. And in your case, on the dashboard, there's a lot of clicks for driving directions. And I don't think you need that if you're, you know, if it's, say, a residential address or something. So I could at least have them hide the address, too. That way your numbers wouldn't be skewed. Is the 13794 Heritage Road, is that a residential address or is that a business address?
It's residential. We don't have brick and mortar storefront, and
okay,
don't want
that. I would change that. I would have them hide that on the profile, so you'd show up as Marathon Bath Systems in Sterling, but the actual address would be blocked out. That way, when you get clicks for calling and clicks for your website, the clicks for driving directions would no longer be applicable. And that's why I think it's skewing your numbers, because you can't see the full picture if you're getting clicks for driving directions when you don't need those. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm okay with that. Yeah. But back to the telephone number issue, the call tracking number. So
you guys
remind me, please, how that started. You guys select that number randomly from your database?
Yes, usually when you sign up with us, they'll call you and they'll say, okay, this phone number is available. Does it sound good? And usually, you know, the client will say, yeah, that's fine. And then we just go with that. So if you have a specific request, like, oh, I'd rather have a 313 area code or something like that, then we send those notes over to them, like, hey, client wants to change the call tracking number with a different area code or something. And then we just set it up accordingly.
And in this program that we're talking about, do you have to have a call tracking number? Can we use our business number?
No, they all of the local packages, they're automatically putting it with a call tracking, just so that we can kind of track the results that the client is getting, you know? Because if not, there's nothing measurable. You could call up and say, hey, I haven't gotten anything in 2 years, you know, but I can see on the dashboard, let me go back to that section, that there's 398 leads that came through that call tracking number. So, you know, that shows us, you know, that, hey, there was some activity, and then we could go in and kind of listen to it. So it helps us measure the level of success.
Where I'm confused about this, I'm not tech savvy, sorry. So what I don't understand how this works is, so a normal person out there searching for bathroom remodeling would search locally, you know, for a company like ours. Where are they seeing this number show up? That's what I don't understand.
On the Google business page. So if somebody puts in bathroom remodeling near me and you come up on the first page, the Google business page will have that call tracking number on a click to call feature, meaning if they do the search from a smartphone, they can just click on it to call you. They don't have to dial it. It'll have your pictures and examples of services that you offer. Your reviews are showing, so you have 97 five-star reviews, so you have an impeccable reviews, you know, reputation. So, and a link to your website is there. So the client, just at first glance, by putting in bathroom remodeler near me, they see all of that information on you, which gives them a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in working with you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Do you want me to send you a link to the Google business page so you can see it?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to it right now. Do it to your email.
So that's totally normal, right? Like that's what everybody that's on that platform does. They have a call tracking number with you guys.
Exactly, yeah. We have set up every client of ours with a call tracking number so that we can measure the level of success. And then also we can see if business dips down. So that way we can assist people better. We can go into it and say, we wonder why this guy was getting, you know, a lot of results and all of a sudden it dipped down. So then our technicians could kind of go in and do some updates accordingly. So let me send you a link to it so you can see
it. I just recalled one thing too. We were talking about a few minutes ago. So in the past, before I noticed this weirdness with this this tracking number showing up when people called me, but when I was getting calls previously from the tracking number on in our account, after the call terminated, I would either immediately after the call or within 30 seconds to a minute, I'd get a text message from you guys saying, you received a call from local slash blah, blah, blah. And in that text message, it would show the person's phone number who actually called. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. I'm looking down. Let me go back further. Let me see. You received leads last week. Log into your client dashboard to see the entire list. You have new reviews. You have new reviews. You receive leads. I don't see one with the specific information of the client. They're all of these texts say 877-635-6225, which is our number. So typically you have to log into the dashboard or the app and get the client's number that way. And I can show you, I know you said that you're not tech savvy, but I can show you once you reactivate how to get on the dashboard so that you can listen to them. I know it sounds complicated, but it's really simple. It's just as easy as checking an email.
Okay, that's fine. Fine. If we can keep the same number, I think there's a benefit as you explained in doing that, correct?
I think so, because I just checked your Google business profile and that number is still promoted on there. So I would definitely want to keep the same number just because it's already kind of established on Google, you know? So, keep that same number. And then if you also wanted to, because I see that you have your own website, marathonbathsystems.com, you could also put that number on your website as well, just to kind of be able to track it better if you wanted to. That way you have kind of like, you know, the people that are clicking on your site and the people that are finding you on Google, you have a good way to track it, you know? So, let me see here. Okay. So to do the reactivation, do you want me to use the old card that we have on file, which is 7077? It's a MasterCard. Or should we put in new billing information?
I've got a new card for you.
You got a new card. Okay. So is it still the Heritage Road for the billing address on the new card?
No. I got a new billing address for you also.
Okay. Let's put that in first. So go ahead with the billing address.
Okay, it's 22600 Middle Belt, all one word, Road.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And it's Unit E3.
Okay.
E3, and it's Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Okay.
48336.
So 22600 Middle Belt Road, Unit E3, Farmington Hills, Michigan, 48336?
Right.
Okay. I think one of my old CEOs from probably like 15 years ago was from Farmington Hills, Michigan. He was actually also a football player on the team and everything. So his name was Mark Nichols. So it's a small world.
Wow.
Yeah, he was always like very Michigan proud. He was from Farmington Hills. Yep. So, go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
5480.
Okay.
0951.
Okay.
0432.
Got it.
9733.
Okay. Expiration?
1126.
And the code?
151.
One,
can you read the number back to me just to be sure, please?
Of course, of course. You said 5480951 0432 9733.
Right.
Correct. Okay, and then 11 of 26, and the code is 151.
Right.
Okay. Perfect.
How long will it take? How long will it take for this to reactivate, roughly?
Give it 1 to 3 business days to get all the programming caught up on, but they're going to start programming right now. I'm going to send them a message, and the tracking number, they should be able to get that up and running before the end of the day. So if not, no later than tomorrow. But I can text James, is the guy that handles that. I can text him right now that you just reactivated, and then he can get that up and running if it's still available. So let me just see if I can reach him. Perfect. Okay, so. I'll put client reactivated. Can you retrieve call tracking number? ASAP. I'll put ASAP. Okay. So let me find in the notes what the call tracking number was. I know you have it, but we have it notated too. So, oh, here it is. 734-418-7311, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then those calls forward over to your line that ends in 9556?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just making sure that we have that correct. And then we have some add-on programs that you might be interested in. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
We're certified. We're Google Guaranteed certified.
And oh, you're already running
the with you guys.
Local serve. Oh, you did. Let me see. That's probably one of the things you did in the past. Let me look here.
I did in the past, and it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. There was an invoice from September that was a local service ad invoice, which is also Google Guaranteed. That's the same program. So you didn't like that program?
It just wasn't working for us, and I tried calling there several times to figure out what we could do to improve it and whatnot, and it just wasn't panning out. I forget all the details. I have them written down in my notebook in my truck. You know, I try and keep track of things as best I can, but there were a lot of calls. I had to dispute quite a few calls. I was getting erroneous calls from the same phone number 3-4 times in a row. I don't know. I don't know if it wasn't set up properly. I'm willing to consider anything. Like I said from the beginning, you know, I mean, this is a long-term relationship. I'm willing to do whatever can be done to enhance business, grow business, and scale up this operation, because my problem from day one has never been getting the job done. The problem has always been getting the jobs. And my competitors
right.
locally here, this 5 or 6, they kill me on advertising. They're huge corporate franchises, and they're nationwide, so they have corporate money for monthly advertising, and they just destroy me. They'll spend 40-50K like nothing every month, and people just they end up going to them first before they hear about us. You know, now we're growing, as you mentioned. The reviews are phenomenal, and the word of mouth reviews are increasing, you know, month by month, but still, you know, I'm not happy with the amount of leads, especially, and I know you don't know much about our business, but the price point that we're at, it's untouchable. It's and I'm not exaggerating. There's nobody that offers the service that we offer for less than, I mean, at our price point, they're normally 3 to 5K higher than us.
Oh, I see.
I did that purposely. Yeah. You know, yeah, to grow the business, and that part of it has worked out well. But the problem is, most folks just don't know about us. That's the problem.
Okay, I see. Okay, so let me see here. One second. Trying to see if there's anything else I can offer you. Do you recall you had Facebook ads in the past, which I wouldn't recommend for you, but you also had Google at pay-per-click ads. Do you remember when you had those?
Yeah, I had those.
Because I can explain it to you.
That didn't work out too well
either. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I would consider doing something again with Google Guaranteed if somebody can kind of help me out on a more personal level, like, you know what I mean? Like we talk once a week, something like that, you know, because a lot of the frustration was, you know, that, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, learn exactly the pros and cons of that. And, I don't know. It was just a frustrating process. It was coupled with everything else, you know, that I mentioned earlier. I don't want to regurgitate again.
If there's some other way that
Google Guaranteed, because we had to go through that process. It was like a 5-month approval process, you know, because as you know, Google does background
checks.
Well,
you know what? That's why I brought it up to you, because you paid that $250 application fee. So if you ever wanted to reinstate Google Guaranteed, you don't have to pay that again. That's a one-time fee. So I could let that department know to reach out to you about possibly reactivating it. And if you wanted to, they would just turn the leads back on. So that's the nice thing, is that you wouldn't have to pay an extra fee or anything to turn it back on. But I do want to show you the dashboard just so that you can recognize, you know, which leads were actually valid and which ones weren't. So are you in front of a computer right now, or do you have access to it through your phone? Or I want to show you how to log in if I can.
Okay, I'm ready.
So you would go to my.localsplash.com. And that, when that loads, it's going to bring up a page that says username and password.
My dot local splash.
Mm-hmm. And then .com. And then when that loads, it's just going to ask you for a username and password. By the way, James did reply to me that he did retrieve your call tracking number for you. So that was great. I'm happy I caught him, because we're only open till 7 Eastern. So I'm happy he moved on that so fast. So he got that reinstated for you. That way you won't miss out on any client calls.
Great.
Now, the username is your... Well, this is 10-digit phone number, but it might not be associated with you anymore. But I guess back in the day it might have been. So they set the username at it. It's 734-858-0804. So if you type that in for the username, you don't have to put any spaces or dashes. You'll just put those 10 digits.
Okay.
And then the password is S like Sam, E like Edward, M as in Mary, ads, A-D-S, and you don't space in between it. It's all one word. That stands for search engine marketing, S-E-M ads.
S-E-M-A-D-S?
Yep, and it's all lowercase, all one word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then once you log in, you see how it says 5,950 results, 398 local leads, so on and so forth, right? Facebook ads clicks, those were former.
Well, yeah,
those were from you.
Yeah.
Those aren't fresh because you haven't been doing Facebook with us for a while. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, just logged in and it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
Okay. You might have to wait a couple of minutes then, because I just put the payment through and maybe it's going to make you wait a few minutes to get in there.
There is a reactivate account tab on the bottom.
Try to hit that, but usually that'll just take you to the billing page where you can pay, but I already collected the payment, so it shouldn't have a fresh invoice for you. But click on that and see if it says click here to reactivate. Click on it, and let's see where it takes you.
Yeah, it takes me to the billing page, and
it's probably showing you
627.25.
Yep, that's because the 527 one already went through. So let's see here. I want to check something. There might be another way to get you out of that billing page. Let's see here. So if you're on the billing page, do you see at the top where it says home, leads, website, anything like that, or does it just show that invoice?
It shows advanced reporting, home, leads, website, listings.
Oh, good. Okay, so click on the one that says leads. It should let you in now,
leads,
I hope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I click on that, and it says, oops, not active.
Oh, that's because we just reactivated it. Yeah, you probably have to wait a little bit for it to kind of catch up in the system, but the payment went through here. So what I can do, since we're so close to the end of the day, is I can put a note in here to call you in the morning, but you can play around with it. Like maybe in 15 minutes, try to go in. And once it lets you in, you're going to click on that tab that says leads. And that's where you're going to see every single call that came through the call tracking number so that you can go in and kind of listen to them for quality assurance. There's going to be a play button next to each call. So let's say, for example, let me find one that would probably be worth your while to listen to here. You know, most of them are 22-second calls, 28-second calls, 37 seconds. Sometimes, oh, here's one. Here's one on May 5th that came in from Jeremy Phillips, and it's a 5-minute and 20-second call, okay? So as you scroll down the list, if you hover over each section, it'll pull up a play button on the right, and it'll show you how long the call was. So if you hit the play button, you can listen to it. That's one way that you could go in and go, wow, I actually got that job off of this and I got the other job off of this. So you'll know what's coming in through it. I'm going to keep going until I see like the last Google guaranteed lead that you paid for, because it'll show you, all of these ones that you're getting, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the 129 package. You don't have to pay a lead fee for them. But when you run the Google guaranteed, okay, so the last lead that you were actually charged for was back in October 3rd. It says it was a valid lead, and it tells you Google guaranteed and that you were charged for it, and it was a valid lead. And then, again, you could listen to it if you wanted to. There was another one came in October 3rd that it says you weren't charged for. So our department monitors that, and let's say you get a call for someone that's looking for a job or it's an incorrect category or 150 miles away, you're not charged for those. You're only charged for the ones that are actual valid leads.
Okay. And what is the cost per lead?
The cost per lead, let me look, because it's in your placements. I got to find it. Local service ads.
Has the program changed at all since last year?
Nope, it's $50.67 each, and that's only if you're, you know, getting a valid lead. But, again, the Google guaranteed, the extra perk that you have with it, and the reason it's called Google guaranteed is because you passed that background check, Google also is guaranteeing your work up to $2,000 per client. So if you ever get a disgruntled client that's 150 miles away, you know, or you've done a ton of work for them, let's say, for example, but then all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved and they would, if it is valid, refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So that's one perk. The second perk is that it's an exclusive lead that would only come to you. So there are some of those lead services out there that they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? So for this,
like
it would
Angie.
Only be coming to like Angie and Thumbtack, yeah, those types of services, that's how they make their money. They're selling the lead to everybody, you know? So with this, it would only
right.
come to you. So, yeah, I could have that department reach out to you if you're considering restarting it. Or we've recently partnered with Yelp, and you're eligible for that Yelp program, too. So that might be something you want to consider. Have you ever advertised on Yelp before?
I tried Yelp. It was a disaster. A 1 month trial. It was a joke. It was like I have no interest in Yelp at all.
No interest in Yelp.
Yeah,
okay.
Could,
that's the only other thing that we have. So yeah, if you have someone doing your Google ads, that wouldn't work. Facebook, I wouldn't recommend it, but definitely the Google guaranteed 100%. I would recommend that you turn that back on. So I'll have that department reach out to you, and I'll see what they can do about, you know, maybe what you could do just to kind of have your handle on it a little bit closer is you could say, I want to turn the Google guaranteed back on, but I only want to take, like clients from these specific 3 zip codes or these specific 7 zip codes. That way you're targeting it. You know, you could do that rather than just having your budget. Cause sometimes people tell me, oh, I want to turn the Google guaranteed on and I want like a 50 mile radius. And that's great, but it's going to cost them a lot more if they're paying per lead. And within that 50 mile radius, there's probably a lot of undesirable areas that they don't really care to work in. You know what I mean? So if you could be competitive some good areas,
Yeah, I'm all for that. For sure. I like to do that. Yeah. So if you could have that individual reach out to me in the morning, and I like to try that. I forget the details. Is that something that we can do on a 1 month trial basis, or is it month to month, or is there a program, or how does that work?
So if you keep it open, it's month to month. But yeah, you could cancel it at any time if you wanted to. So what it's showing here is that when you turn it back on, I don't see if there was a past due balance or not on it. They would make you pay the past due balance. If not, they would make you pay the activation budget again, which is $661. And that equals the $50 and some change per lead times 13 leads in a month. So that $661 budget would work like an escrow account where the next month, if you only took 5 leads, you wouldn't pay $661. You would just pay for the 5 leads that you took. You see what I mean? So that's how that activation budget works. Yeah, so they would kind of explain that more to you when they call you if there is a, you know, past due balance or something like that versus just doing a fresh activation budget and turning it on again.
There'll be somebody else calling me.
It actually says here that the outstanding balance was only $226.35. So that's awesome. I could actually set that up for you and charge it and have them call you in the morning to set it up on the correct zip codes and whatnot if you like. It says that $226.35 balance was 9 leads equaling $41.80 each, so they were a little bit less than the 50, and that equaled $376.20, but they credited you $149.82, so your balance was only $226.35. Do you want me to charge
that
and turn it back on? Okay, yeah, that's a lot easier.
Yeah,
so I'm going to turn that back on for you, and then I'll have them call you in the morning. And I'll also put a side note here that if for some reason, you know, you can't get on the dashboard between now and then, which I think you can in like 15 minutes, you can just refresh it. But if for some reason you can't, I'll tell them to try to walk you through the dashboard in the morning too, okay?
Okay, and can you put your name down as my priority contact, what you were saying earlier?
Yes. Here, let me do this. I'll send you a text message with my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So, you know, again, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. But, of course, if you call me and I can't help you, I can at least get you to the right person and then give them a heads up on what the call is about so you don't have to, you know, explain it over and over again.
Okay. And how
earlier
you mentioned that that there's a local Splash app I got to put on my phone. Can you send me a link to that app, please?
I don't think there's a link. I think you just have to search it in your phone and look for in the app store, Local Splash. What kind of phone do you have? Is it an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. So do you know, are you familiar with what the app store looks like?
Yep.
It's usually like close to the settings, but it'll have that A. And it's a blue background with a white A. So if you click on that, you would just search for Local Splash. And then when you log into the app, you'd use that same information that I gave you earlier, which is the 734-858-0804 and then the SEM ads to get in. Do you want me to text that to you again so you have it?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
And you're saying that will allow me to, that will allow, when anybody calls a number from the website, the tracking number, that will allow me to go back in and listen to their messages, right?
Exactly. Yep, and reply to them in real time. So that'll be easier for you.
Right.
So I'm going to send you the username and the password right now just so that you have it. And then mention it also in the morning if for some reason you have any problem getting in, you know, they can, you know, make sure that they help you with the app. And I'll put a note for them too. So, you know, to just double check once they reset up the leads that, you know, that you can fully get on the app. That way you can track it.
Right.
Okay, so password, username, and then password is SEM ads. Okay, perfect. So I sent you two texts. One has my direct line on it, and then the second one has the username and password so you can get into the app, okay?
Right, and the person that called me tomorrow regarding the guarantee platform, we'll be able to, to discuss with them, like you mentioned, targeting zip codes.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be the ones that'll set it up at the targeted zip codes. That way it's not in a radius and it starts charging you for a ton of leads, right? You can manage it better that way. And that way you can track, you know, that make sure you're making some good money on it. If you're paying $40, $50 a lead, you might as well get a more higher end client. Even though your pricing is so competitive to those big corporations, you know, why not get somebody that's going to pay more money for a quality service? And that way you can kind of build that lead fee into the cost, you know?
Right. Makes sense.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. Let's try a fresh start here and see what happens. Cause like I said, I just, I'm happy I talked to you. I'm happy you've been so helpful. And,
I appreciate that. Oh, that's good. Well, you definitely made my day. So thank you for that. And then stand by. They'll be calling you in the morning. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Do you prefer Michael or do you prefer Robert? I'm confused there. I didn't want to call you Michael if you prefer Robert and vice versa.
Robert's fine, no problem.
Robert's fine. Okay, I'll put that in there. Okay. All right, well, have a really great evening. We'll talk to you more tomorrow. Okay.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.